Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 22nd. Last week I was on vacation out of the office, so I wasn't able to make a comment. I'm late this morning because I was still affected by the CrowdStrike errors out here. I finally got my computer up and running just a few minutes ago, so here's the weekly outlook for this week. Currently, we've got December corn up 9 cents at 413 and 3 quarters, September wheat up a penny and a half at 544 and a quarter, and November beans up 29 cents at 1065. We did have a new sale this morning of 130,000 metric tons of new crop corn to Mexico. The weekly exports came out. Corn wasn't, you know, too bad. It was 970, which wasn't a bad number. A little bit less than last week, but not bad. Beans, 327, a little light. And wheat, pretty light at 238. For the week, we'll get crop progress at 3 o'clock. That should show, I think, improvements. We've had a pretty good week of weather here, rains, and then really beautiful weather out here. So I think we'll probably see some improvements, 1 to 2 percentage points in corn and beans. But there has been some damage with wind and tornadoes, so we'll see if that gets offset to any extent. We know the Chinese demand for Brazilian beans is still strong. They had big numbers of imports from Brazil. That goes on. We did sell, did I mention, 130,000 new crop corn to Mexico. That's just a little bit helpful. But overall, yeah, I think this is today's reversal is two things. First of all, President Biden deciding not to run maybe opens up the door for the Democrats to win, whether Kamala is going to be the presidential nominee or is it going to be Michelle Obama? Is it going to be both of them on the same ticket? Who knows? Could it be somebody else for vice president, or could it be somebody else for president? We don't know. Joe Manchin might run. So we'll have to see how it all shakes out here. But overall, the market seems to be saying that whoever the Democratic nominee is now that Biden is out, it may give President Trump a better run for his money out here. And that kind of takes a little bit of fear out of, you know, is there going to be more tariffs on Chinese goods? So I think that's why we're seeing corn and beans up here today. The wheat was 10 cents off last night's highs. Right now it's about 8 cents off last night's highs. We did trade lower. It seemed like somebody might have gotten those export numbers early here today. But during the week, we'll get export sales on Thursday. Not a whole lot out aside from that. But it's going to be is the Biden announcement enough to shake these funds in? Funds coming in today were short 350,000 corn, 200,000 beans, 100,000 wheat. They were only short about 20 or 30,000 oil. They're still long. About 60,000 meal out here, maybe more than that. But certainly between corn, wheat, and beans are incredibly short. It looks like they're certainly covering corn and some beans here today. If this is the first day, usually the fund buying comes in waves of 3 days. So we'll see if we can't see some higher prices here tomorrow. But overall, the corn chart looks certainly better if we can close up here. On the bean chart, let's take a quick look at that. This wouldn't be a bad close, first close over the 10-day moving average since July 5th. So hopefully we'll see some higher prices here, maybe get beans on a nice rally with some fun covering. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.